Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
So, Democrats have closed the gap in the House and have a caucus that's almost as big as the Republican caucus. Have they been able to use those numbers yet?
Well, not quite yet. You know, the numbers may have changed on the House side, but they have not changed on the Senate side because those members have four-year terms. And so on the Senate side, this week, senators were discussing Medicaid expansion, and Republican Senator Amanda Chase of Chesterfield said this about her concerns on Medicaid expansion.
That we need to be careful how we define Medicaid expansion because it means different things to different people. Medicaid expansion to some people means we're going to give health care insurance to everybody, even able-bodied individuals. And my concern with that is that we would end up diluting the help for those people who really need it.
Now, shortly after she said that, Republicans voted down expanding Medicaid, at least on the Senate side.
So does that mean the end of Medicaid expansion?
Well, no, not quite yet, because there's an Easter egg that outgoing Governor Terry McAuliffe put in the budget before he left Richmond, which is that it's part of the budget. It's already baked into the budget. And so in order for Republicans to not expand Medicaid, they would need to find like $300 million to balance the budget. Here's what Democratic Senator George Barker of Fairfax County had to say about that.
We need to be responsive to that public sentiment with showing strong support now for Medicaid expansion. And I'm confident we will expand Medicaid, whether it's in 2018 or shortly thereafter, maybe 2020. I like all my colleagues in the Senate, both Democrats and Republicans. And if we do the right thing and listen to our constituents and expand it, more of us may come back in 2 years.
So as you can clearly see here, Democrats are very eager to make this an election issue for 2019.
Speaking of elections, I understand that the last election is still on the minds of many lawmakers.
Yeah, well, elections are usually not far from the minds of most lawmakers. So there are lots of issues from the last election. One of them is split precincts. You may remember that there was this huge problem in the Fredericksburg area of split precincts, essentially hundreds of voters being given the wrong ballot. Then there was the issue of the tied election in Newport News. So Democratic Delegate Marcia Price of Newport News had a bill that would require a runoff election in the event of a tied election. She really didn't like this idea that you would draw the name of the winner out of a bowl. And so this is what she said about the idea of spending money on a runoff election.
The actual cost is the price tag of democracy. And so if taxpayers are going to have to pay for the process either way, no matter how it's being determined, why not give the power back to them since they're footing the bill? And really, the moral cost of disenfranchisement and eroding the trust in the system, you kind of have to weigh that out.
Now, that bill died. The Republicans voted against it in a party-line vote. And then just a few minutes later held a press conference announcing a new election commission where they would look at these issues of problems with Virginia elections.
Wait a minute. They killed an election reform bill before announcing a one-year study.
Yeah, they want a year to look at all these issues and to talk to general registrars about what they want in terms of voting. Now, I pressed Republican Senator Jill Vogel about this after the press conference, trying to get answers. And this is how she responded when I asked her about election reform.
I think it would be wise for us to consider what other alternatives might seem fairer and more democratic. So, I would support something that's more democratic. Yes.
You would support a special election in case of a tie.
Certainly, I would consider that, absolutely.
You would be in favor of it?
Yes, I could be in favor of that, yes. How about that? As the chair of the committee, I want to maintain an open mind and know that everybody who comes with proposals to our committee, that I am open to hearing and considering equally all the proposals that I think have merit, because I think that there will be more than one proposal that has merit.
So, as you can see, there are not a lot of answers, at least not right now, but there certainly are a whole lot of questions.
Well, it sounds like lawmakers still have a lot of work ahead of them this year.
They certainly do.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.